USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. On Capitol Hill, a bipartisan group of senators has agreed in principle on new gun legislation. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, The Washington Post's Leanne Caldwell outlined the bill's provisions.
Incentives for states to implement red flag laws. There's going to be a separate background check process for ages 18 to 21 years old. There's also going to be a lot of money for mental health services. There's going to be money to secure schools. There's going to be a clarification on who needs to apply for a federal firearm license.
Currently, 19 states and the District of Columbia have red flag laws on the books. Ukrainian President Zelensky said no one knows how long the war in his country will last, but that Ukrainian forces are defying expectations by preventing Russian troops from overrunning eastern Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Authorities have arrested 31 members of a white supremacist group near an Idaho Pride event Saturday after they were found packed into the back of a U-Haul truck with riot gear. The men were wearing khakis, navy blue shirts and beige hats, and ski masks covering their faces when police stopped the vehicle and began arresting them. All 31 were charged with conspiracy to riot. The men were going through the booking process Saturday afternoon and were scheduled to be arraigned today. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin leads in results from Saturday's special primary for the state's only U.S. House seat as voters whittled down the list of 48 candidates running for the position. It was held for 49 years by the late Don Young. The early results showed Palin, endorsed by former President Trump, with 29.8% of the votes so far, and Republican Nick Begich with 19.3%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
On January 6, 2021, an Ohio couple climbed through a broken window of the U.S. Capitol and live-streamed themselves inside. A Texas mortgage broker posed for a selfie in front of rioters breaching the building. And an Indiana hair salon owner celebrated on Facebook the day after. Still, federal prosecutors did not seek prison time for any of them. But a U.S. district judge put them all behind bars, describing it as the appropriate punishment for their participation in the riot. Phoenix, Las Vegas, Denver, and California's Death Valley all posted record temperatures over the weekend as dangerous heat sweeps across the American Southwest. The National Weather Service in Phoenix reported 114 degrees, tying the record high for the date set back in 1918. Las Vegas tied a 1956 record at 109 degrees. Denver hit 100, and California's Death Valley set a new record high for June 11th at 122 degrees. 3 months after McDonald's suspended operations in Russia, hundreds of people crowded into its famous former outlet on Moscow's Pushkin Square as the restaurant reopened yesterday under a Russian owner and a new name. McDonald's sold its 850 restaurants to Alexander Govor, who is moving fast to reopen the outlets. And the new name for the new chain? Vokushno Ichoka. Translation? Tasty. And that's it. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.